在家里挂一个牌子，叫“基督是我家之主
Often we like to hang a plaque on our in our house that Jesus is the master of this house.
那耶稣基督能够在什么样的家庭当中做主呢？
In what kind of home Jesus will become the master?
耶稣基督最喜欢住在什么样的家里面呢？
In what kind of a family Jesus like to dwell in?
今天我们读的这段经文，就是在耶稣基督最后一次进入圣城、骑着驴驹子之前的一天所发生的事儿。
Today's scripture we read is the last day before the triumphant entry in Jerusalem.
从此就进入他在地上最后一个星期的时间了。
He entered into the last week he physically on earth.
他进入圣城耶路撒冷。
As he entered into Jerusalem,
直接进入圣殿，就是神的居所。
He went to the temple where God dwells.
当初大卫想要建殿，就是要给神建一个居所。
Back then, when King David wanted to build the temple, he wanted a place God can dwell in.
然而，这位神的儿子来到神的居所的时候，却没有住在那里。
However, the Son of God came to earth, did not live there.
他也没有在旁边，住在旁边的房子里。
He did not live even nearby.
每天晚上，在最后这一个星期当中，耶稣基督都离开耶路撒冷，离开这个圣殿。
In this last week, every night he leave Jerusalem.
我们不禁要问为什么
？Why？
他离开耶路撒冷呢，去到这个伯大尼这个地方。
He left Jerusalem, went to the city called Bethany.
所以今天我们读的这段经文发生在星期六的那一天。
What we read earlier is happened in Sabbath.
他每天晚上就到伯大尼。
Every night he entered into Bethany.
然后第二天早晨呢，他又离开伯大尼，就进到耶路撒冷。
At morning he left Bethany and went enter into Jerusalem.
星期天我们说这一天叫棕榈主日哈，我们纪念主进入荣耀进入圣城哈。白天进去观看圣殿以后，晚上就出城。去了伯大尼。
Sunday, now we call the Palm Sunday. He entered into the Jerusalem and night he went back to Bethany.
第二天早晨起来以后，离开伯大尼，路上的时候就发生这个咒诅无花果树这件事哈。但是到了晚上，他又出城住到伯大尼去。
Monday he cursed the fig tree has no fruit. Enter into the holy temple and night he went back to Bethany.
星期二是这样。
As such, on Tuesday.
星期三也是这样。
So as on Wednesday.
到了星期四的时候，他白天在预备晚上的逾越节的晚餐。
On Thursday, he prepared for the Passover feast.
那在晚上的时候，跟十二个门徒一起来守逾越节，吃逾越节的晚餐。
As they observe Passover and eat the meal with the disciples.
然后他就离开，去了这个克西马尼园。
And he left and went to Gethsemane.
在那里祷告之后就被抓，然后就被审，然后就在星期五的上午被钉十字架。
And he was arrested at there, and the following day he was nailed on cross.
所以我们不禁要问，伯大尼到底特别在什么地方吸引了耶稣基督天天晚上要回到那里住在那里呢？
So we were wondering why so attractive for Bethany that Jesus returned each day and lived there.
我们也借着这段经文问我们自己，我们当怎样建造我们自己的教会呢？
Through this passage, we also ask ourselves, how do we establish our church?
让我们的教会能够成为一个耶稣基督喜欢来、喜欢住的地方。
So become a place that Jesus loved to dwell in.
我们将借着这段经文会看到哈，耶稣不是因为伯大尼那里的人很好。才喜欢住在那里。
Through the passage, we see not because the people are more attractive there,
而是因为那里有一群被他的恩典改变的人。
It's because there's people who changed by his mercy.
这一群人相信耶稣，爱耶稣，并愿意以他为中心来生活。
Those people who accept him and love him and want to use him as the center of their life.
真正吸引主的不是人的那种天然的表现。
What attracts God is not man's natural behavior.
而是这些人的生命被福音塑造改变过。
Rather, it's their life truly changed by the gospel.
伯大尼就在这个耶路撒冷的附近。
Bethany is not far from Jerusalem.
跟这个耶路撒冷就隔着一座山叫橄榄山。
There in between them, there's Mount Olive.
山坡的一边是伯大尼。
One side of the mountain is Bethany.
山坡翻过这座小山，另外一边就是耶路撒冷，就是圣殿。
Cross over the small mountain is Jerusalem.
所以耶稣每天晚上要翻过一座山，回到伯大尼。
So every night he had to climb over the mountain and return to Bethany.
那伯大尼，圣经当中记载最有名的就是有这样一个伯大尼之家，兄弟姐妹这三个人。
The most famous is because the three brothers and sisters live there.
马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
那伯大尼这个名字呢，就是苦难之家。
The name of Bethany means a house of affliction.
小小的一座村庄。
It's a small village.
没有耶路撒冷那么有名。
And not as famous as Jerusalem.
然而神就选择了这样一个卑微的也有苦难发生，生与死这个在这里发生的这样一个地方，来彰显他自己最大的荣耀。
However, God chose this small and afflicted village to manifest His power.
经文告诉我们，这个时间说是在逾越节前六日。
The passage tells us is the sixth day before Passover.
耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
Bethany is the place that where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
以前伯大尼最有名，就是因为拉撒路在那里从死里复活了。
The reason Bethany became famous is because Lazarus raised from the dead.
很多人来伯大尼就是要看拉撒路的。
People come to Bethany to see Lazarus.
然而今天所发生的事情却把我们的眼光引向六天以后要发生的事情。
However, what happened today cast the what happened in six days later.
逾越节是在星期五。
Passover is on a Friday.
逾越节的前六日就是前面的星期六。
So six days before Passover is the Saturday.
星期六对于犹太人是很重要的日子，因为那一天是安息日。
Saturday is very important for the Jewish people because it's Sabbath.
这是耶稣在地上守的最后一个安息日。
This is the last Sabbath Jesus observed on earth.
六天以后，他将成为那一位真正的羔羊，要被献祭，要救赎世人，走出死亡。
Six days later, he would truly become the Passover lamb and to sacrifice himself to save.
拉撒路在伯大尼这个地方死而复活，正预示着将要到来的那一位耶稣基督神的儿子要从死里复活。
The raised from the dead, Lazarus is prophesies the Son of God will raise from the dead.
所以伯大尼我们今天读的这一段故事不是他最后一周当中的一个简单的一个插曲而已。
So no, this is not just a small interlude. It's of the whole story.
是要把我们引向逾越节十字架，要引向主耶稣基督的死而复活。
It is a scene actually unfold of the Christ raised from the dead.
耶稣选择在他地上最后一个安息日，跟伯大尼之家的马大、玛利亚这一群爱他的死而复活的拉撒路一起来守安息日。
Jesus chose the last Sabbath to spend time with the family Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
伯大尼有什么特别的地方
？So what's so special in this place?
第一个就让我们看到说，伯大尼这里有一个家。
First, it showed us there is a family.
而且这个家不是简简单的一个家，家哪里都有，但这个家很特别，这家是以耶稣为中心的一个家。
This is not an ordinary family. This is a family centered on Jesus.
耶稣喜欢住在哪里？耶稣喜欢在哪里做主掌王权？就是在那些爱他、以他为中心的那一群人当中。
Where Jesus loved to dwell in, he loved to live among the people who truly love him.
大家还记得当耶路撒这个耶稣离开伯大尼第一星期天的时候，进入耶路撒冷，进入圣殿的时候，他看到什么情景吗
？Do you still remember when he first entered Jerusalem? What did he see?
那个名义上是神的居所，应该是属于神、敬拜神、以神为中心的地方。耶稣进去以后一看，却是一个菜市场一样。
The temple supposed to be a place of worshiping God, it became turned to a marketplace.
变成了一个做买卖的地方，卖牛、卖羊、卖鸽子，兑换银钱，就像一个市场。
A place that profit and greed strip the warmth.
那些圣殿里的人，大祭司，好像成了这个公司的 CEO 一样，在那里为着各种的利益挣钱而在那里经营。
The priest become rather like a CEO in the corporation than fighting for the profit.
所以耶稣就用绳子编了鞭子，然后把那些牛羊赶掉，把那些兑换银钱的桌子推翻，这里已经堕落败坏了。
And Jesus actually chased all the animal and turned down the tables.
所以耶稣不要住在这个地方。
That's not the place Jesus loved to live.
更有甚者，圣殿成了一个法庭。
More so, the temple become a court.
每次耶稣在那里教导，在那里讲话，都有人站起来抵挡他，控告他。
That whenever he teach there, people will stand up, accuse him.
甚至有些人就是故意的设下各样的陷阱，试图搜罗各样的证据，就是要告耶稣，要置他于死地。
That there is to the point people set up traps to try to cause him to create great trouble.
大家还记得耶稣十二岁第一次跟着父母来到圣殿的时候发生的事情吗
？Do you remember when he was only 12 years old, he first time entered into the temple? What happened?
十二岁的主耶稣基督，他第一次来到圣殿，他就不要离开这个地方。
When he was just a 12 year old boy, he went to the court. He didn't want to leave.
父母都要回家了，过完节要走了，他却自己一个人留在圣殿那里。他说：“我要以我的父的事为念。”那是当初的圣殿。
When his parents want to leave, he wanted to stay there. He wanted to mind his father's mission.
然而，如今的圣殿，耶稣基督还有六天就要被钉十字架。这个时候的圣殿，耶稣已经没有办法忍受。每天晚上，他宁可离开这个地方，翻过一座山，去到伯大尼，他也不要留在耶路撒冷。
Just 6 days before he was crucified on the cross, he could barely tolerate this place. He had to leave every night.
弟兄姐妹，真正吸引主的不是一个漂亮的建筑物，而是一个可以成为耶稣基督家的地方。
So, what truly attracted Christ is not just a building; it's a place feel like a home.
家这是让人得安息、得休息、得医治的地方。
Home is a place you find healing and find love.
我们在外面受委屈了、受伤了，跟人闹得不愉快，我们就想快快的回家，因为回到家就可以安静休息，可以休养得医治。
When you feel hurt when you outside, you want to quickly go home. You want to find healing and comfort.
当然呀，在每个家里面都会有矛盾的。
Of course, there will be conflict at home.
也会有误会，也会有在家里面受的伤害。
And we'll have misunderstanding and also feel hurt at home.
可是我们每个人都知道，家不是因为没有问题才成为家的。
We know that the home become a home is not because without problem.
家是在问题中，仍然这一群人愿意彼此相爱，愿意彼此饶恕。一起来回到耶稣面前，这才是家。
Rather than is defined by a willingness to love and forgive one another.
那注意伯大尼这个家，他们是很特别的，在耶路撒冷也有很多相亲相爱的家庭，我相信哈。但为什么耶稣要来到伯大尼，住在这个家里面？
We think that even many families in Jerusalem, but why this particular family are special in Bethany?
就是你注意这里所发生的事情都是围绕着耶稣，是以耶稣基督为中心的一个家。
Because everything happened here was Christ-centered.
他们弟兄姐妹之间，人与人之间彼此相爱，还不是这个家最突出的特点。这个家最突出的特点是围绕着耶稣。
The most prominent sign is not because their brother and sister love each other, but because they centered on Christ.
有人在这里给耶稣预备宴席。
People prepared the feast for him.
马大伺候。
Martha served the people.
拉撒路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中间。
And Lazarus was among those with him.
显然这次坐席不在马大家。
Apparently, this place is not in Martha's home.
那对照马太福音26章，我们就知道这次是在那个得大麻风的西门家里。
From the, compared to Matthew 21, here is this happened at the Simon who had leprosy.
那这个人也蒙了神的恩典，得大麻风呢，他是不能跟人接触的哈。他被称为得大麻风的西门，就说明他已经得医治了。
Apparently, that Simon was healed from a leprosy. Otherwise, people would not come to his home.
即使是在别人家里，马大也过来帮忙伺候。
Even though in other people's house, but Martha still serves.
因为她是非常能干的一个姊妹。
Because she was very outstanding in
serving. 很有能力，做事是她的恩赐。
Her gift is serving.
在她家里，她当仁不让；即使在别人家里，她也跑过来看看哪些事情她来帮忙。
Even in other people's home, she's willing to serve.
拉撒路啊，很多人就是要看拉撒路，所以拉撒路就在这里。他没有讲什么话，就是坐在那里跟耶稣一起来坐席。
Lazarus, even though not much words from him, but he's a living testimony.
所以这是伯大尼这个地方啊，最吸引耶稣的人，因为耶稣一旦到这里啊，他成了整个的一个中心。
So that's why this area, this family attracted Christ. When he came, he became the center.
我们也需要问我们自己哈，我们的聚会是不是也是围绕着耶稣基督为中心呢？
We should ask ourselves, is our worship and gathering is Christ-centered?
是以耶稣为中心，还是以我们人的需要、人的喜好为中心呢？
Are we centered on Christ, or we favor our own liking?
我们所做的事情，即使在教会中的服事，是不是为了荣耀耶稣基督的名呢？
The way we serve, is it because we want Christ to get the glory?
还是要证明自己的价值？
Or we wanted to prove our worthiness.
我们在商量事情、讨论问题的时候，是在寻求神的旨意、主的旨意呢，还是要坚持我们自己的意见呢？
When we discuss things, are we seeking God's will, or we want just air our own opinions?
伯大尼这里有一家、有两家、有许多人愿意把自己的家打开，让耶稣基督住在这里，耶稣基督成为这个家的中心。
That there are many homes there willing to accept Christ and invite Him in.
鼓励大家把你的家打开，让耶稣基督来使用。
We encourage you open your house and let Christ use it.
在家里祷告。
And pray at home.
在家里邀请弟兄姐妹来团契。
Then invite brother and sister to fellowship.
把家庭打开，邀请那些福音朋友、那些聚会的那些学生们来到家里来聚会。
Open your home and invite the J1 students to come together.
家是很温暖的地方。
Home is a place have warmth.
所以人一旦来到一个家当中，跟来到这种大型的聚会，感受可能是会不一样的。
People feel different when they enter into a home compared to come to church.
所以一个温暖的家是一个大型的这种的聚会，主日的崇拜的聚会的一个非常宝贵的一个补充。
It's a supplement to the worship.
Zoom 我们现在用起来都很方便呢。
Even though it's very convenient to use Zoom.
但是我们都感觉到就是在 Zoom 上聚会跟在家里聚会那个温度啊是不同的。
We can feel the warmth when we worship at home compared to Zoom.
大家聚集在家庭呢，一起吃饭，一起聊天，一起来敬拜，一起来查经，一起来敬拜主。
When we eat at home, we fellowship together.And study God's word together at home is very different.
一间耶稣喜欢居住的教会，一定是一间让耶稣基督居首位的教会。
A church that Jesus loved to dwell in must be a church that is centered on Christ.
第二个，我们看到哈，耶稣喜欢住在什么一群人当中，一个家当中呢？是为了主啊，可以甘心献上的，献上最宝贵的那样一群人的中间。
Then, second, we wanted to see what kind of people Jesus liked to live among. It's the kind of people who offer their best to the Lord.
玛利亚一出场，整个这个故事好像进入到一种的紧张的状态当中。
As Mary entered into the scene, the story take a turn.
前面交代时间，交代地点，然后交代说，哦，这个人开放家庭，邀请大家一起来跟耶稣基督一同坐席。
Earlier passage set the scene, talk about the time, the location.
但马上玛利亚出场了哈，玛利亚跟众人所做的都不一样。
As Mary entered, she acted very drastically.
在大家正在欢欢乐讲话、这个吃饭聊天的时候，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with fragrance.
当她拿着这一斤极重的真纳达的香膏走向耶稣的时候，可能有些人就开始注意她，就开始停止讲话，看她要做什么。
As she walked towards Christ with a pint of pure nard, people start paying attention.
当她俯下身来，她要抹耶稣的脚啊，她要把这个香膏的瓶打碎，她要把这个膏要倒在耶稣的脚上，她必须要俯伏下来。当她一俯伏下来，我想所有的人的注意力都在看，哇，玛利亚到底在做什么？
As she bowed down at Christ's feet and break the vessel of the perfume, people all looking at her.
不仅如此哈，这个她还把她的头发用来去擦耶稣的脚。
Even so, she let down her hair, wiped his feet.
然后圣经告诉我们，就说，哇，整个的房间里面都充满了香膏的香气。
Instantly, the house fills perfume fragrance.
然后这个紧张又进入到下个阶段，这个犹大又站出来讲话了，就开始责备这个玛利亚。
Instantly, Judah stood up, started to accuse her.
然而整个这个事情故事的高潮哈，是在最后一句话哈，耶稣站起来哈。每次你看这个别人指责玛利亚的时候，玛利亚都不会讲话的哈，都每一次都是耶稣站出来为玛利亚讲话。
Mary has very few words, and the story's climax ended with Jesus speak on her behalf.
耶稣就说了，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
Jesus said, "Leave her alone." Jesus replied, "It was intended that she would save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me."
在这么多的众人的面当中，玛利亚为什么如此的突出？她做的事情为什么能够得到大家的这个注意，而且最后得到耶稣基督的夸赞呢？
Among all the people, why Mary stand out and receive praise from Christ?
你会注意到她五方面的不同。
There's a five aspect she stand out.
第一个，她的那个姿势不同。
First, posture is different.
整个的宴席当中，马大在站着、走着、跑着去服侍。
Martha was walking around serving.
拉撒路坐在那里啊，跟耶稣一起同席，跟那些人一起在 fellowship 团契。
Lazarus reclined at the table and fellowship with others.
门徒也是啊，这个侧卧在那里，躺在那里啊，吃饭。
All the disciples reclined around the table and eating.
犹大一看到这件事，马上跑过来，在那里计算这多少钱呢？值多少钱？应该做什么样的事情
？And Judah ran into and started to calculate how much money it cost.
只有玛利亚是俯伏在主的前面脚前，在那里专注的敬拜主耶稣基督。
Only Mary bowed down worship at his feet.
第二个，玛利亚献上的东西跟别人不一样。
Second, what she offered is different from other people.
别人也付出很多的代价，要预备这场的宴席，哈，花时间跟耶稣在一起。但 玛利亚所献上的是她最珍贵的产业。
Other people perhaps offer time and prepare food, but what Mary offered was her most precious.
它不是一点点的这个香膏。
It's not just a tiny bit.
这个圣经讲说是这个三十两银子的香膏。
It's worth 30 silvers.
英文直接讲说这是值一年的工资哦。
It's one year salary worth.
这很有可能是他存这些香膏，这么值钱的香膏，是为他出嫁所预备的。
And perhaps she prepared all this for her dowry.
所以把他的，好像把他的未来，把他的期待，把他以赖以这个这个得到安全感的这些东西，好像一次的借着这个香膏香瓶的打碎和这个香膏的膏抹奉献，一次的都献给了主。
She offered her comfort, her future. Once she offered all to Jesus.
第三个，她敬拜的方式也与众不同。
The third is the method she used is different.
当时这个妇女很少在公开场合把这个头发散开哈，让人看见。
At that time, the woman rarely let down their hair in public.
玛利亚却能够用她的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
She did. She used her hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
好像完全忘我，不关注别人对她怎么去看。
She did not pay attention what other people think of her.
她唯一关注的就是主的身上。
She only solely focused on Christ.
所以，一个真正的发自心灵诚实的敬拜，永远不是在表现自己，而是一种忘我，把我们的心也把人带到主那里的敬拜。
It's true.Self-sacrificing worship solely focused on Jesus.
第四个，他的属灵的眼光很不同哈，别人都来一起来庆祝拉撒路刚刚复活哈，大家欢喜快乐哇，但是玛利亚关注的却是耶稣要死了。
Her spirit inside also very unique. She focused on that Jesus will be sacrificed on the cross.
别人为拉撒路的死里复活所吸引，但是玛利亚思考的却是十字架。
When other people celebrate Lazarus' raise from the dead, but she think her thoughts was on the cross.
这是耶稣基督讲话的时候最那个重点哈，在那他是为我安葬预备的。
That's what Jesus said. She prepared for my burial.
这就带出第五个不同哈，好像在这一群人当中。只有玛利亚真正明白耶稣的心意。
This is the fifth thing is she is the only one truly understood Jesus' heart.
她不是唯一的听到十字架耶稣预言他要上十字架这个信息的人，但是门徒听到以后，从心里面本能的去抵挡，本能的不接受，好像都忽略了这件事儿。
She was not the only one heard Christ prophesies that he will be.Nailed on the cross, but all the disciples are rejecting it in their heart.
人出于本能会躲避十字架的受苦、受难和死亡。
On our own nature, we try to avoid the suffering of the cross.
只有玛利亚愿意敞开心怀去接受，她不一定明白后面的道理，但她敞开信心，用她的信心去接受耶稣讲的话，耶稣要做的事，耶稣要上十字架这个事实，所以她提前为这件事情预备。
She was the only one open the heart to accept the truth, although she may not understand.
之所以玛利亚能够爱主比别人好像更深更多，就是因为她比别人更深的认识主的心意。
Because she loved Jesus more is because she understood his heart.
认识主越深，敬拜就越深。
The more you understand Christ, the deeper your worship.
明白主的心意越多，奉献就会越完全。
The more you understand Christ's heart, you will be more complete offering.
那我们就不得不问了，为什么玛利亚能够这么深的能够认识主呢？
Then we want to ask, how come Mary can understand God so deep?
她首先懂得如何安静在主的面前去听听主的话。
First, she knows to quiet herself to listen to His words.
当别人都在忙这忙那的时候，他先花时间坐在耶稣的脚前，在那里专心的听耶稣到底下一步要做什么。
When other people busy running around, she quietly sat by his feet and listened to him.
不光是听见了，他也有生命中的经历。
Not only she heard, she also experienced.
第二张图就讲他这个在约翰福音十一章讲到拉撒路的这个墓前的时候。
The second picture showed at the tomb of Lazarus.
他也哭过，他也期待耶稣早一点来，他也失望过。
She cried. She expected Christ to come early. She was desperate and disappointed.
派人去叫耶稣，耶稣却迟迟不来。
They called Jesus, but he delayed.
弟弟死了，他不得不伤心的流泪的去埋葬他自己的弟弟。
When the brother died, she cried. She buried him.
耶稣来了，他就伏伏在耶稣的脚前，把他的眼泪，把他的伤心，把他的一切的不明白，都带到耶稣的面前，在他面前去哭泣。
When Jesus came, she bowed down at his feet. She poured out her heart and showed her sorrow.
他也看到耶稣的眼泪。
She saw his tears.
他也亲眼见证了耶稣如何从死去已经四天埋葬四天的拉撒路从坟墓里面走出来。
She experienced that her own brother died 4 days and rose again.
所以玛利亚不是天生就天然很爱主的，她是经历了主的大能，在她的知识的上面加上她的恩典中的经历主的大爱之后，才会这样深深的，不光是头脑的认识，而是生命当中的认识那种的经历。
She was not naturally born to love Christ that deep.But she listened to his word, experienced his mercy and grace.
她之所以这样的爱主，是因为主先深深的爱了她。
The reason she loved him deeply because God loved her first.
我们也是这样啊，我们能够爱主，是因为主先爱了我们。
So is for us. The reason we can love Jesus because he first loved us.
一步一步的降杯，因为他越来越深的体会到耶稣基督对他的爱，对他的恩典，耶稣马上就要把他自己的生命要献在十字架上，还有什么可以保留，哪怕是这30两银子的最宝贵的这么真纳达香膏，也可以抓住这个机会奉献给他，坐在他的身上。
She experienced God's love so deep, she knew that he was willing to sacrifice his own life.How could she reserve anything but give all to him?
今天当我们说我们要愿意学习像玛利亚这样更多的爱主更多的敬拜主的时候
Today as we learn, we wanted to say that we want to love like Mary loved.
我们要先学习去领受主的爱
We need to first experience and accept his love.
先来到主的面前去明白主的心意
To come before him to understand his will.
求神帮助我们不断地经历他自己的大能。
Help us experience his mighty power.
这个圣经的作者特地把这一段加进来，把这个犹大的表现放在这里。
The author of the Bible also add the behavior of Judah inside in this.
故意形成一个非常极端的两面的对比，把玛利亚和犹大相比较。
It form a strong contrast.
有一个门徒，这是跟耶稣的人呢。
A disciple is who followed him 3 years.
玛利亚还是偶尔的接待耶稣，但是这个人是天天跟耶稣的。
This is the disciple that who followed him 3 years every day.
那是谁呢？就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
It's the Judah.Iscariot, who was later to betray him.
最后，犹大就是用30两银子换了30两银子出卖耶稣。
Indeed, for that amount of money, he betrayed Jesus.
他说得很漂亮，他说为什么不把这些钱用来周济穷人
？He was very elaborate. Said, "Why don't we use the money to help the poor?"
然而，他并不是真正的想的是穷人。他说得很漂亮，但是做着却是很黑暗的暗底下的勾当。
Actually, he's indeed not really care about the poor.
他是个贼，因为常常偷钱袋里的钱。
Because he was a thief, he took money out of the back.
在犹大的虚伪，表面上可以讲很多的这个属灵的话，在背地里面去干这些事情的时候，跟这样一个全然奉献、全然爱主、专心爱主的玛利亚形成一个非常极端的这样的一个对比和反差。
Judah was a very hypocrite, and he spoke spiritually words, but committed sinful act is contrast to what Mary did.
犹大虽然跟随主，但是却没有对耶稣的爱。
Although he followed Christ for 3 years, but he did not understood Christ's love.
玛利亚是因为这爱，把她最宝贵的东西奉献给主。
Because of Christ's love, Mary offered the precious.
今天我们为什么要奉献？为什么要敬拜？为什么要服侍呢？
Why do we worship and offer?
不仅仅是为了建立一个教会，更主要的是表达我们对主的爱。
Not only to establish a church, most importantly to express our love to Christ.
每一次的奉献，每一次的服侍，都不是为了在换取什么神更多的恩典呢？
Every time we offer, we worship is not to exchange God's mercy.
我们的奉献是被主的爱所催逼，是因为我们先明白了耶稣基督已经为我们舍命，所以奉献永远不是为了交换神的恩典，每一次都是被主的恩典所催逼，心甘情愿的摆上。
Every time we offer is not to exchange for his gift, but rather truly understood his sacrifice and love and motivate to love back.
把犹大和玛利亚放在这里比较的时候，真正的问题让我们看到，不是再没有再跟着耶稣。
So when we compare and contrast Judah and Mary, we understand it's not because he didn't follow Christ.
最关键的问题是说，当我们在跟耶稣的过程当中，我们心里到底爱谁，爱什么？
It's as we follow Christ, who are truly in our heart, who do we love?
一个看见的是十字架。哪怕耶稣要死，我也要把我最宝贵的给他。
Mary saw the Christ and wanted to offer the most precious gift to him.
一个看到的是银子啊，有机会就把银子放到他自己的口袋里。
And Judah is from greed. He see the money.
玛利亚爱的是一个钉十字架的耶稣。
Mary loved the Christ who crucified on the cross.
犹大爱的是自己和自己的钱。
Judah loved himself and the money.
所以耶稣喜欢住在哪里？他喜欢住在一群爱他、看见十字架也甘心情愿的献上自己的这一群人当中。
Jesus loved to live among the people who offer their best to him.
第三个，我们看到耶稣喜欢住在哪里？一群被福音改变了生命的人中间。
And the third point.He loved to live among a group of people who transformed by the gospel.
伯纳尼之家这三个人哈，每个人都是活生生的、很真实的生命。
The three people in this Bethany home is all vivid living testimony.
他们有自己的软弱，有自己的挣扎，有自己的眼泪，有生与死，生离死别。
They have their own weakness, have their own sorrow, have their own struggles.
耶稣就住在他们中，陪他们一起，跟他们一起哭泣，然后不断地来建造他们的生命，改变他们的生命。
Jesus lives among them and cry with them and change and transform their life.
他们有不明白的时候，他们也要在耶稣的面前来问，耶稣为什么不早一点来，我的弟弟就不用死了。
But they have time, they have doubts why he didn't come earlier, then my brother would not die.
他们也有必须要等待的时候，他们有期待而失望的时候。
They also have time they have to wait. They also have their expectation dashed into despair.
然而最终他们都经历了神的那种不改变的大爱和奇妙的使人死里复活的大能。
But in the end, they experience his transforming love and his mighty power that raised Lazarus from death.
马大在这里有没有改变？
Let's look back again. Did Martha change?
上一次他出场的时候，他在那里忙得心里烦乱，就开始发怨言。
Last thing she appeared, she was busy, then she was complaining.
但这一次他就在那里甘心的伺候，没有讲其他的话。
At this time, she was serving also, but she did not complain.
发挥他的恩赐，他喜欢做事，他就去服侍人，服侍众人，服侍耶稣。
She utilized the gift that God gave to her to serve people.
这是他一个顺从主，生命得改变的一个非常好的服侍主的榜样。
This is the good example of serving.
这个玛利亚的位置还越来越低，她越来越深的知道怎样去敬拜主，按照神的心意去行事。
So Mary also took a very humble role. She positioned herself lowly and served him deeply.
拉撒路更是，他刚刚从死里复活。
Lazarus just raised from the dead.
是神大能的一个见证。
He's a living testimony of God's power.
他坐在人群当中不用讲话，就是一个活生生的见证。
He need not to say a word to be among the people.
他曾经死过，如今活了，而且坐在耶稣的席上。
He was dead, now is living and living among the people.
其实我们不用学拉撒路的榜样，我们就是拉撒路。
If we don't need to learn from his example because we are Lazarus.
每个人当我们信耶稣基督的时候，都是在耶稣基督里面已经经历了那死而复活的一个过程。
Every one of us, as we start to accept Christ, we experience the same from the death to life.
以弗所书二章一节告诉我们说，我们从前呢是死在过犯罪恶当中。
Ephesians 2:1 tell us that we have died in sin.
然而神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
However, God make us live again with Christ.
神已经拣选了你我来做耶稣基督死而复活的生命的见证。
God already chose us to be the living testimony of His from death to life.
所以每个人当我们在主的面前的时候，一定会经历那种生命改变的大能。
Every one of us, if we come before Christ, we will experience the life-changing experience.
连吵架的时候都是在耶稣的面前吵架的话，耶稣出来会来使我们生命借着吵架发生改变。
Even we quarrel, God can use that to change our life.
所以当马大在耶稣的面前责备他妹妹的时候，向他妹妹发怨言的时候，耶稣会责备他，马大马大，为什么为这些许多的事思虑烦扰。
As Martha was accused her sister not helping in front of Christ, but Jesus rebuked her, Martha, why you bother with those things?
当我们愿意顺从，愿意谦卑，愿意服在顺从在神的带领之下的时候，我们都会经历这种生命改变的过程。
As we willing to follow him, to obey him, we will experience the life-changing experience.
让我们到做结论的时候了，耶稣不是因为伯大尼那的人更完全才喜欢住在这里，而是因为那里有一群被他的恩典改变了，相信他，爱他，并愿意以他为中心的人，真正的吸引了主的同在。不是人的表现，而是福音彰显在这些生命当中，福音塑造了他们的生命。
So this is our conclusion. Jesus did not choose to stay in Bethany because the people there were more perfect. Rather, he stayed there because of a group of people who had been transformed by his grace, and people who believed in him, loved him, and were willing to make him the center of their life.What truly draw the Lord's presence is not human performance, but life.Shaped, changed by the gospel.
让我们一起来建造我们的教会，让我们的教会成为耶稣喜欢住的地方。
Let's work together to change our church so our church become a place that Jesus loved to dwell in.
不是因为我们这一帮人很完全。
Not because we are perfect.
就像我们看到的，马大有埋怨，玛利亚有眼泪，拉撒路经过死亡。但是这里面很宝贵的是，这一群人被神的恩典改变了， 一个曾经埋怨的人，他可以今天甘心情愿的去服侍了。
Like we see the story through Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, they have complained, they have despaired, they have death, but their life changed by Christ.
一个流泪伤心的人，在耶稣基督里面得过安慰的。
The Mary who cried and in sorrow, she was comforted.
我们这些经历了主耶稣基督死而复活的人，可以跟耶稣基督一同坐席，一同向世界来做见证，这位神是活的神。
As we had experienced Jesus rise from the dead, we can testify to the world, this God is a true God.
就像他们一样，我们也是个性不同啊，恩赐不同啊，服侍主的方式不同的一群人。
We also have different temperament, a different gift, and different ways to serve God.
但当他们专心的哈，不去用他的恩赐去比较别人，说我比你做的多啊，我比你做的好，你为什么不来帮助我啊？而是甘心情愿的把自己摆上的时候，就蒙了神的喜悦。
As we do not use our gift to go compare, accuse others, rather focus on serve God and wholeheartedly, and this become a place Jesus loved to dwell in.
我们这里能够成为神喜欢住、吸引主同在的地方，是我们这群人要不断的被十字架的福音所更新、所改变。
If we want Jesus to live among us,It's we're willing to be changed by gospel.
一个经历神恩典的教会，必然成为一个敬拜的教会、服侍的教会、见证的教会、彼此相爱的教会。
A church who truly experiences God's mercy and grace will truly live out the testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，复兴永远是从悔改开始的。
Brother and sister, revival come from confess our sins.
让我们一起来到十字架的面前，承认我们自己的冷淡、自我为中心、彼此的争竞，承认我们的过犯，承认我们的算计，求神来赦免、来洁净、来更新我们。
As we come in front of the cross, let's confess that our sins, accusation of others, our self-centeredness, our selfishness, that ask God to change us.
让我们的心先被耶稣基督的爱所充满，我们再说，主啊，我愿意爱你更深，愿意爱人更深。
Let our own heart be filled with His love, so we can say that, Lord, I want to love you more. I want to love others more.
诗班会带我们唱这首回应的诗歌。
The worship team will bring us the response song, Love, I'm Willing.